brought to you by Penguin.
Treasure Hunters, The Plunder Down Under, written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein, read by Brian Kennedy. For my niece, Rachel, and everybody else working for the National Park Service. C.G. Quick note from Bic Kid.
G'day, mates.
Before we begin our awesome adventure in the land of Oz, which is what some people call Australia, I just wanted to remind everybody that I, Bickford Bic Kid, will be your fair dinkum journo, which means I'll be writing the story while my twin sister, Rebecca Beck Kid, a ridgy-didge bobby-dazzler of a doodler, will be drawing the illustrations. And before we're done, you might even learn what those Aussie slang words mean. But first, we have some treasure to hunt. Part 1. The Wonders Down Under. Chapter 1. You know what's between the Hawaiian Islands and the island continent of Australia? Water! Lots and lots of water. Half an ocean of the salty, seaweedy stuff. We were sailing the whole way because Mom and Dad had promised us that we kids would one day, before we grow up, explore every single continent on the planet. Once we do Australia, we'll only have Antarctica left. Although I'm not sure what kind of treasure we could dig up down in Penguin Land. Maybe a pirate ice chest filled with popsicles. Uncle Richie Poppy Lucio was also with us on board The Lost, which, I know, is not the best name for a boat, especially when you're sailing across an ocean that covers more than 60 million square miles. That's a lot of deep and square miles to get lost in. You might remember Uncle Richie from our last adventure back home in the USA. He helped Beck, Storm, Tommy, and me track down some long-lost American treasures while also helping us make sure the land of the free and the home of the brave stayed that way. Free. Uncle Richie is Mom's favorite uncle. He took her on her first archaeological dig way back when she was younger than Beck and me. We're 12. He's a swaggering, blustery guy who'll probably remind you of Teddy Roosevelt. Not that you've ever met Teddy Roosevelt, but you know what I mean.
Land ho!
Shouted Storm from her perch up in the bow.
It's the coast of Tonga. I recognize its volcanic peaks.
Of course she did. Our big sister Storm has what they call a photographic memory. Once she sees something, like a topographical map of the coastline of Tonga, a Polynesian country east of New Zealand, she never forgets it.
Bully, Storm! Shouted Uncle Richie. Always keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground.
It's daytime, Uncle Richie,
Storm shouted back.
There aren't any stars. No ground either. This is a boat.
Ah, a very keen observation, Storm. Bully for you! Bully, I say!
Bring her about, Tommy,
Dad shouted. Tommy, the oldest kid, was manning the wheel and letting the wind blow through his wavy hair, just in case any mermaids were checking him out, I guess.
Drop anchor, Bickenbeck, cried Mom. Then we need to do our pre-dive prep protocol.
Aye, aye,
Beck and I shouted back. Actually, it was more like, aye, 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 since there's two of us. It was time to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?